The way to the treasure of all. The way to the treasure of all. The pathway to success. The pathway to success. The pathway to success.
আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, The Pathway to Success. And today inshallah azawajal we'll be discussing a beautiful topic, love, mahabba for the sake of Allah azawajal. First and foremost, let us make some good intentions. As Shaykh al-Tariqat Amil al-Sunnat always quotes this beautiful hadith mubarakah in every Islamically permissible gathering, is telling us to make intention for good deeds. He quotes the hadith mubarakah that Pyare Aqa Madinah Wali Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. So inshallah azawajal, first and foremost we make intention that whatever we are doing here is for the sole pleasure of our Rabb Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Whatever we learn, inshallah, we try to be practical upon it. You also make intention at the same time that whatever you're learning, inshallah, for the sole pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and also you try to be practical upon it. Whatever message we receive here, we try to pass this message on to our fellow Muslims, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. We make niyat that whenever we hear the name of Allah, praise Allah in the form of Azza wa Jalla, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. When we hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, recite durood salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Inshallah azza wa jalla, we will listen to tilawat of Quran. Try to make good intentions that when we listen to tilawat of Quran, try to listen attentively and try to get maximum amount of reward in our account. Inshallah azza wa jalla, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, in his famous chapter of Faizani Sunnat, Faizani durood salam, quotes a beautiful hadith mubarakah. Pyare Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that your recitation of durood upon me will provide a nur for you on pul sirat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. We request our Islamic brother to please recite few passages from the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا فالسابقات سبقا فالمدبرات أمرا يوم ترجف الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة قلوب يومئذ واجفة أبصارها خاشعة صدق الله العظيم.
So my dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today in our silsila, The Pathway to Success, we are talking about love for the sake of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we heard so many beautiful narrations about our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba Ikram, Alayhim Ridwan, Taba'in, Taba Taba'in, many from our Ulama Ikram about the love for the sake of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So inshallah, so today we're going to get some in-depth into this topic. And we're going to hear some life some of the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and the companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, different hadith mubarakah about this beautiful topic, love for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla. First and foremost, let us ask our Mubalik Adha Aslami something about Quran and Majid. What does Allah tabarak wa ta'ala say about love for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Aslam bhai, when you look at the Holy Quran, we find in Surah Al-Hujurat, which is also known interestingly as Surah Al-Adabi wal-Akhlaq, the chapter of the chambers, and its other name is the chapter of etiquette and respects. Within the surah, in the 10th verse, Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةَ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Indeed, the believers are just brothers for one another. So make peace between your brothers and fear Allah so that mercy may be shown to you.
Allahu Akbar.
So in this verse of the Quran, we learn that believers are brothers for one another. And in the tafsir of this verse, in tafsir Khazain al-Irfan, Mufti Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that the believers should be connected to each other with the connection of love. And this connection of love should be stronger than worldly connections and worldly relationships. And another interesting thing that is mentioned in the tafsir is that after Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that the believers are brothers, believers should love one another, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the tafsir it mentions that fearing Allah Azza wa Jal leads to love between believers. If we fear Allah Azza wa Jal, the consequences of this fear of Allah is that we should create love from one believer to another.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Islam brother, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala stresses upon the love for one another. One Muslim brother for another Muslim. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, now we'll hear some beautiful narration from Hadith Mubarakah from our Madani Islam brother. What does Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi sallam orders about love, mahabbah?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Aqad Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that three things when a person has, he'll get the sweetness of Iman.
Subhanallah.
The first thing, that he loves Allah Azza wa Jal and his Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam more than any other person. Okay. And the second one, that he loves his fellow Muslim for no reason except for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Allahu Akbar.
And the third thing, that he hates return to disbelief, just he dislike to be thrown into fire.
And there are many hadith, like we heard, the Quran Park talks about believers being brothers to each other. Similarly, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also emphasized this concept that a Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. In one hadith Park narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He should neither deceive him, nor lie to him, nor leave him without assistance. A Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He should neither deceive him, nor lie to him, nor leave him without assistance. If he needs help, you should help him. Everything belonging to a Muslim is sacred for the other Muslim.
Allahu Akbar.
So everything that a Muslim possesses is sacred for the other believers. His honor, his blood, and his property. Piety is here, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed out to his chest three times.
Allahu Akbar.
That piety lies within the chest. It is enough for a Muslim to commit evil by hating his Muslim brother.
Allah.
Well, somebody might think, I'm a very pious person, I pray my salah, I fast in the month of Ramadan, I give my zakat, I perform my hajj. But inside his heart, there may be hatred for other Muslims. He might be going to the masjid five times a day, but he has envy or jealousy for somebody else. He has hatred for somebody else. He doesn't like somebody, he doesn't like his neighbor, he doesn't like his brother, he doesn't like his work colleague, his schoolmate, who's a fellow Muslim. In this case, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that this is enough for a person to be labeled as evil that he hates another Muslim. You know, hatred and malice, this breaks up families, it makes brothers fight each other, and this is against the teachings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's reported that our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said in a hadith reported in Sahih Bukhari, لا تحاسدوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not be jealous of one another, and do not have malice or hatred towards one another, do not be involved in backbiting one another, and O servants of Allah, live as brothers to each other.
Subhanallah.
This is the order of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the commentary of this hadith, Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes in Mir'at that suspiciousness, jealousy, and hatred, and other such acts, are acts due to which love dies. So we're talking about love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's important to highlight those diseases, those evils of society, due to which that love dies. And Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentions suspiciousness, jealousy, and hatred as those things which cause love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal to die. And he says that Islamic brotherhood is based on sincere love. Love which is sincerely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore, as Muslims, we should try to remove these diseases from our hearts so that we can become true brothers to one another.
My dear Islam Brand viewers of Madani Channel, love for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, hate for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now we can put ourselves to the test and see where our love lies. When we love somebody, are we really loving for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? When we love somebody, are we really loving for Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Like for example, if you love your Piru Murshid, definitely you love only and only because for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this type of mentality we have to build. Like the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu gives a good news. And he says that Pyare Aka sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will say, an announcement will be made on the day of judgment, where are those persons who had the mutual love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Announcement is made. Imagine, you can try to imagine the plains of Qiyamah, where the sun will be 1.25 miles above our head. We'll be drowning in our own sweats, standing on red hot copper. There will be extreme thirst. It will be miserable on the day of Qiyamah. And can you imagine when announcement is made for merciful Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, subhanallah, where are those persons who have the mutual love for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? And Allah tabarak says, those persons will come forward. Allah Tabarak says, today I shall shelter them under the shade of my arsh, where there will be no shade except my shade. So viewers of Madani Channel, we have to take this seriously. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, these type of points, I mean, there is no guarantee how long we're going to live. There's only a specified time for every human being to live on the earth. There's only a specific time for every Muslim to live on the earth. And very soon we have to go to Qabr. And very soon, maybe 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 years, we don't know what is the state of Qabr of Alam e Barzakh. We don't know. But on the day of Qiyamah, if it's a khush khabri, a good news, announcement is made for those people who love for the sake of Allah, come towards the arsh of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. How nice our names will be enlisted among those persons. So viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, so you try to keep this point in the in-depth part of your heart and try to inculcate it in your lifestyle, inshallah.
Somebody, you know, we talk about having love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and hatred for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's very, very important for us to purify our hearts and make sure that our hearts only contain love for our fellow believers and nothing else. And there's a story from the time of the Sahaba Ikram, alayhim ridwan, and the story is reported in Shu'ab al-Iman, that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een were present in the beautiful company of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that from this way a resident of paradise will come to you. At the same time, an Ansari person reached there whose beard was wet with water after wudu with his shoes in his left hand. On the second day, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst the gathering of the Sahaba said the same thing, that from this way, a resident of paradise will come to you. Again, that same individual, that same Ansari Sahabi radiallahu anhu, reached at that point from that same direction. And on the third day, the exact same thing happened. Now Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrated that I visited the Ansari Sahabi radiallahu anhu, and I asked him, you know, such an amazing thing that this person, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is saying that this individual is a resident of paradise, of Jannah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu, he said, could you have me as your guest at your home, please? He says that he accepted my request. He took me to his home. And I stayed at his home for 3 nights. And during my stay, I did not find him offering Nawafil Salah at night. But I did notice he did Dhikrullah when he tossed and turned in the bed until it was time for Salatul Fajr. And he either spoke about goodness or he remained silent.
Allahu Akbar.
3 nights went by. And I found that his deeds, you know, he was fulfilling the faraid. He was a very, very pious person. But I couldn't see what that extra special deed was that made the Prophet ﷺ refer to him as a dweller of Jannah 3 times, 3 days in a row. So I told him that I had heard the beloved Prophet ﷺ say this about him, that he is a resident of paradise. And I said to him, when each day comes, I thought of staying with you to see your deed. But I did not find you doing anything extraordinary, anything special. When I was leaving, he called out to me and said, my deeds are as you have observed. But apart from this, the extra special thing is that I bear no hatred towards any Muslims, nor does Allah's blessing to any Muslim make me jealous.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu said, this is the very virtue due to which you are elevated to such a high status.
Subhanallah.
So what was that special thing which led the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say in his lifetime that this individual is a resident of paradise? The fact that he had no hatred in his heart to fellow Muslims, only love. No hatred, only love. And whenever Allah Azza wa Jal blessed any Muslim with a bounty, he did not feel jealousy towards any of them.
Allahu Akbar. So my dear Islam, and so many beautiful narrations we are hearing. Love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And look at this companion of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam. He loved for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when bounties came upon other people, he never showed envy, he never showed hatred. He just showed love, muhabba. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the good news of being a jannati.
Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ الرَّجُلُ أَخَاهُ فَلْيُخْبِرْهُ أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّهُ. That when a person loves his brother, and he should inform his brother that he loves him.
Allah.
When he informs him, then the love for that person will increase in the heart of his brother. And this is actually a sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's reported that once the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, and he said to him, O Mu'adh, inni uhibbuka fillah.
Allah.
O Mu'adh, I love you for the sake of Allah.
Subhanallah.
So whenever, you know, our fellow Muslim brothers, when we have this love solely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal for them, we should inform them of this. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will also increase in the love. And also this is a sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we heard earlier about how important it is for iman to love our fellow Muslim brothers. We heard the hadith that none of you is a true believer until he loves for his fellow Muslim brother what he loves for himself. And in fact, our iman cannot be complete without loving for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. One hadith narrated in Abu Dawood Sharif, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever loves for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and hates for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and gives for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and does not give for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed his belief, his faith is complete.
Allah.
So if we want to complete our faith, to make sure that when we love somebody, we love them for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we hate somebody, we hate them only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, not for our own soul, not for our own desires and our own nafs. When we give something to somebody, we give it to them for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we stop ourselves, when we refrain from giving something to somebody else, we refrain for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then our iman, our faith will be complete.
My dear Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, is a beautiful narration about love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports that mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam said, he gave a narration to Sahaba Ikram and Ridwan. He said that once a man set out to visit his Muslim brother, was on a journey from one town to another town, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent an angel on the way in a human form. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows exactly what is his intention, what is he traveling from one city to another city. Allah knows. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is all knowing. But in order to teach us a lesson, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He reveals this to us. So He sends an angel on the way. And when the angel approaches this person, the angel asks him, "Oh man, where do you intend to go to?" He says, "I am going to so and so place to visit so and so brother. I intend to visit my brother in this place." The angel said, "Has he done any favor upon you?" He said, No, I'm just going to visit him for the pleasure of my Rabb Allah Tabaraka, for the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla." He said that the angel then said, "Oh man, are you not sure that you're not going for anything else other than the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala?" He says, "Yes, I'm going only for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka, to visit this person only and only for the sake of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala." Angel replies, "Oh man, I am a messenger from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent me to you to give you the good news." And Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that, "Oh man, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves you. Allah Azza wa Jalla loves you because you love that person only and only for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves you." So my dear Islam Brothers and Viewers of Madani Channel, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, we are now understanding this topic very clearly. Love for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Inshallah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we will see the success and the brotherhood amongst the Muslim brothers, inshallah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Islamic sisters with their sisters, Islamic brothers with their brothers, if they love for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We create more muhabba amongst the Muslim communities if we follow this beautiful sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam.
There's a very, very beautiful story which will hopefully increase our enthusiasm to create this love inside us for our Muslim brothers. It's narrated one of our pious predecessors. He says that, "I traveled to the Jamia Masjid in Damascus in Syria, and I happened to catch sight of a young man who was always smiling. And this young man who was always smiling, a number of people had gathered around him, and whenever they differed over anything, whenever they had a difference of opinion, they would refer to this individual, this young man, and they would ask his advice, and they would act upon his advice. I asked who he was, and I was informed that this individual is Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, the companion of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I was told this, I was amazed. And the next day, I hurried to the masjid to meet him. But I found that he'd arrived before me, and he was already busy in performing salah. So I waited for him until he finished. And then I went to him, I greeted him with salam, and I said to him, 'O Mu'adh, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I love you.
Subhanallah.
I love you for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal.' Then, when he said to him, 'I love you,' Sayyidina Mu'adh radiallahu anhu asked him, 'Do you truly love me for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal?' The narrator says, 'Yes.' I said to him, 'Yes, I love you for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal.' The narrator then says, 'Then Sayyidina Mu'adh radiallahu anhu took hold of my cloak. He drew me close to himself and he said, "Ibshir, rejoice. Because I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah Azza wa Jal says, "My love is necessary for those who love one another for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, for those who meet one another for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, for those who visit one another for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and for those who spend in charity for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal."
Subhanallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love becomes necessary for these people. So if only we too, the viewers of Madani Channel, could start to and express this love for our fellow Muslim brothers for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we could, when we meet one another, we have this intention that we are meeting for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we visit one another, we visit one another for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we spend in charity, we spend for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love will become necessary for us too.
SubhanAllah. And here, in the end of the silsila, we understand that this is the status of the love for a common person. What is the status for the love of the awliya Allah? Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, the anbiya ikram alayhim ridwan. If we love the awliya ikram alayhim ridwan, the pious people, okay, if we visit them,
for
Fatiha, for the sake of Allah, and we make dua, what the blessing we can get? We are not going there. Any other, there is no reason that if we are going to Data Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, if we are going Abdullah Shah Ghazi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, there is nothing, only for the sake of Allah, only to visit them for the Fatiha.
Because they are friends of Allah.
They are friends of Allah. And what blessing we can get from that?
Allah. So my dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, let us try to end this silsila. We are actually at the end. I just want to give you one more hadith mubarakah. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reported that a man was with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam when another man passed by, and the former said, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala sallam, I love this man. I love this man for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Oh, Pyare Aka, Madine wali Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala sallam asked, have you informed him? Have you informed him? He said, no, Ya Rasulullah, I have not informed him. The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam said, then go and tell him. Tell him that you love him for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So he went up to the man, and subhanAllah, he stopped the person, and he said to that person, I love you. I love you for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also, for the sake of who you love, for the pleasure of Allah, may Allah Tabarak also love you. Increase the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in your heart, and instill the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in this form, that create love and muhabba amongst the Muslims, amongst the Muslim communities. Muslim brothers, Muslim sisters, sisters to sisters, brothers to brothers. You create muhabbat in your family, in your household, amongst your brothers, amongst your sisters, amongst the children, fathers with the sons, mothers with the daughters. Create that muhabbat and love for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, this love for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, will be benefit for us in the dunya, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in the qabr, inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah. So, my dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, these are the beautiful talks Dawat Islami encourages, mashallah Azza wa Jal. You keep watching this beautiful Madani Channel all the time. Whenever you have the opportunity, day and night, dark or light, wherever you are, watch Madani Channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Keep tuned onto Madani Channel. Attend the weekly ijtimaats of Dawat Islami, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Travel in the Madani kafilas. Fill in your Madani inamat card on a daily basis. And inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, this will help us to build up that love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and build up the love for our fellow Muslims. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala keep showing His special mercy upon all the Muslims. Allah karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay daawat islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The way to the pleasure of
the pathway to success.